Don't know whether it's by design or by coincidence, but it seems like I get the Lord's table on the Sunday before every Memorial Day. Regardless, I want to talk to you a little bit about Memorial Day. We're about to celebrate Memorial Day on Monday. And it wasn't always called Memorial Day. It was called Decoration Day at one point. And it didn't actually become a national holiday until 1971. The fact that there was a Decoration Day, it actually started back in the 1800s, 1868 to be precise. And there's some question as to what day actually was and who started it. But it started basically because of the individuals that died during the Civil War. And it was predominantly first recognized by the Republic, the North, Northern states. But as the World Wars came about, more and more individuals across the United States recognized the price that was paid and the lives that were sacrificed on the altar of liberty. We live in a country that has spent the last 246 years in a governmental experimentation. No other country has the type of government that we have. Not exactly. There are lots of countries that have freedom, but the freedom that we have is different than most other countries. And as Christians, we have a freedom that no one else on the face of the planet has. It's not a earthly freedom, but it's a spiritual freedom. And that price was paid once for all mankind. We remember the deaths of our soldiers and heroes here in the United States on the last Monday of May. And it's an important time for the citizens of the United States that your freedom is paid for by a price. And that price is in lives. Jesus is talked about in Hebrews, the 7th chapter, starting in verse 21, the latter part of 21. It says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever," talking about Jesus. This makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office, but he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he is always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily. First, for his own sins, and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. One sacrifice laid upon the altar for all mankind, not just a nation, not just a sacrifice that had to be continually made over and over again. The magnitude of this sacrifice far outweighs any sacrifice that had ever or will ever be made. That's why we gather on the first day of the week to remember this event. We remember our fallen soldiers every year. We remember our Lord and Savior always. Not just at this time. We do this to bring our minds in remembrance of that great sacrifice, but Christ is in our mind as a Christian, in the forefront of our mind, the way we live. Because it is no longer I that live, but Christ who liveth in me. We laid our lives down in the grave of baptism. It is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And we remind ourselves as we partake of these emblems, that sacrifice that was made that set me free, that no more sacrifice had ever need be made. We remember our Lord and Savior this day, at this time, as we partake of these emblems. Brother Nick.